The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, May the 28th. Good to have you with us this morning. We have a young gentleman back with us. I think it was about 3 or 4 months ago that you were on Radio Friends. Jeff Copeland, the magician. Good to have you here, Jeff.
Hey, Paul. Good to be here.
And the last time you were here, you did a magic trick or an illusion on the radio.
Yes, we did.
And I was amazed at how it worked.
Yeah.
But we're not going to do a trick today.
Yeah, well, that's still in the podcast. I think people can go back and
Yeah, you can go back and watch it if you want. But today we're going to talk about the fact that you're going to be at Art in the Park this coming weekend.
Yeah.
What will you be doing in Art in the Park?
Well, I will be performing several shows. Art in the Park is June 1st and 2nd. And so both afternoons, I believe around 2 o'clock, I'll have a stage show or a tent show where people can come gather around. And then each afternoon, I will be traveling around doing some strolling, street-style sleight-of-hand magic.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is Art in the Park is really a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Diana Moxon, she works 365 days of the year. When it's a leap year, she works 366 days of the year.
She does.
Planning this. I mean, the woman lives Art in the Park, and it's a wonderful, wonderful event.
Yeah.
Be held in our community. And you should be very proud to be associated with it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's my favorite event in Columbia. It was my favorite event, I guess, before even I was invited to perform.
Yeah. And so what are some of the illusions or the magic that you will be doing at Art in the Park?
Okay. My style is called parlor. I perform
it's called what?
Parlor sleight of hand
magic. Parlor.
Parlor.
Okay.
There's several different styles of magic. There's close-up, which would be like you and me, just perform something right here before your eyes. Then there's a parlor, which is kind of stand-up sleight-of-hand magic. And then there's the big, grand stage illusions, like where they appear tigers and saw people in half or thirds.
Do you do any of that?
I don't do the stage stuff so much. My specialty is close-up. That's where I compete against other magicians, and that's what I like to perform.
Yeah. So. You know, magic is something that fascinates and has fascinated people for many, many years.
Yeah.
The history of magic, where did it start?
Well, they say we have hieroglyphs in the Egyptian tombs, on the walls of the pyramids or whatnot, where people were performing, street magic. I think they have a hieroglyph of somebody doing cups and balls. At least that's what they say. So 5,000 years documented.
Yeah, at least 5,000.
At least.
At least 5,000 years. So magic and illusion has been around for a long time. You have been performing
not that long.
But when you think of the great magicians in history, who do you think of?
Oh, man. In my lifetime, without a doubt, David Copperfield, David Blaine, these guys who have been in the living rooms and the television sets of every viewer across America, across the world.
Do you ever, say, David Copperfield, do you know how he does all of these tricks that he does?
Oh, can I talk about that? I know some of them, yeah, some of the stuff. I've been fortunate to meet and greet and hang out with some of the people on his team. And us magician folks, we try to, if we have good secrets, we swap and trade them.
Oh, so you're telling me that you have swapped some secrets with David Copperfield?
Not with Copperfield, I'd say with his team, you know. He's quite the superstar, but his right-hand men, his stage producers and the people that work on his team, yeah.
And you would never divulge any of this information. It's kind of like a secret brotherhood, right?
Yeah, right. I've got a great respect for the art. I mean, why would I want to,
Yeah. What do you think is one of the most outstanding illusions that have ever been performed in front of people that you have seen?
You have to come to Art in the Park to get that answer.
Okay. No, I'm talking about, with Copperfield or any of
that. Oh, man, I think some of the historic stuff, if you still go to he's still got it. If you go check out his stage show in Las Vegas, he does all kinds of teleportations and makes a car appear on stage. The greatest thing I've ever seen, is that what you're asking?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man. I've seen some pretty amazing effects at like the magic conventions where I go and hang out. I've seen, you know, things disappear and reappear, and just the, you know, 2 or 3 inches from my eyes that I'm just, you know, so I'm flabbergasted.
How'd they do that?
Yeah.
You've said that as a magician yourself. How do they do that?
Absolutely. That's the greatest feeling in the world, right? I mean, that's what I live for, because once you know a lot of the secrets, or you understand how performance takes place and some of the psychology and the practice and the hours that go into creating a good illusion, when somebody can present that moment of astonishment where you're fooled yourself, man, that's a great feeling.
Yeah. Now, if our listeners are interested in learning how to do magic, you've got a DVD.
Yes.
You're putting out a DVD. Now, are you going to let all these secrets out in this DVD? Because you said the Brotherhood of Magicians, you don't let the secrets out.
Yeah, they might kick me out. Right? Get on the blacklist.
So what's on this DVD?
Okay, I've got a full hour worth of teaching tricks, and there's about 8 tricks, plus some bonus material, different alternate endings, and then several essays on performance and theory on how to make the magic look good. We launched this as a Kickstarter. It was successfully funded as of last week or a couple days ago. And now if you want the DVD, you could actually go to my website and check it out. There's a link. You could contact me.
Okay. So it's going to show you how to do the magic.
It's going to teach you how to do very easy to learn, but maximum impact tricks. So when you perform,
like
somebody's going to be like,
oh. What is an easy to learn, but a maximum impact?
Well, some tricks with, for example, with rubber bands, playing cards, can teach you how to levitate maybe a magic wand or a soda straw, and just some things that are really easy
to perform. But not levitate a person.
No. That might be DVD number 2.
Okay. So people... Coming up in DVD number 2, how to levitate a person. But if people want DVD number 1, how do they get it?
They can go to my website, copelandmagic.com, and just contact me. We don't have the sales page up. Like I said, the Kickstarter just got funded, but the DVD is being finalized. It's going to be shipped off to the producer and ready in June.
Okay. Or they can talk to you at Art in the Park.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So again, what's your website?
It's copelandmagic.com.
Copelandmagic.com. And we're about to lose you in our community. You're moving,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I am. I'm moving to North Carolina in just about a month.
Yeah, well, we wish you the very best. And then you're taking your 2 birds with you, Pete and Repeat,
yep.
Who we said hello to the last time you were on, and they were just thrilled as can be to hear their names on the air. So go ahead and say hi to the birds right now.
Hi, Pete and Repeat.
Do you say it in a bird talk, or is that it?
I don't chirp. No, I'm not fluent.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff. Good seeing you.
Thanks, Paul.
Art in the Park this weekend. Let's see. Tomorrow, Woodhaven and Central Missouri Dietetic Association. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to drop me an email, something you'd like to hear or see, I'd love to hear from you. Pepper P at missouri.edu. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.